This was a premeditated terrorist attack on European critical infrastructure. It was also environmental terrorism. Does the EU care? Do you need to know who did it, or do you want to know? Hirst says the US did it. Did you ask him? Did you ask him, did they do it? Or do you ask them questions anymore? Have we become so subservient? Has the EU become so subservient to US empire? It just can't even ask them if they did it. Is it a fucking joke?
There's nothing that astounds me more than the fact that not a single member of the United States Congress, out of the 400 plus members of the United States, not a single one of them, not a single one of them has decided that maybe it would be politically advantageous or simply the right thing to do to introduce articles of impeachment on Joe Biden, president of the United States, for committing one of the largest industrial terror attacks in all of human history when he decided to blow up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. We know this. We know this is true. Okay? I mean, we knew that this was the case since the first day. I reported it the very first day. And everyone said, Jackson, wouldn't you like some facts first? My facts are that when Cortez came to the New World, when Cortez came to the New World, what did he do with all of his men and all of his men's ships? As he was there to conquer the New World, fight a battle, fight a war to conquer the New World with all his men, he said, you're not going back home. I'm not giving you the opportunity to go back home. We are going to burn all of our ships so as to show that there is no option to go back home. You fight and you win, or you fight and you die. It's as simple as that. And they fought, and the rest is history. What the United States did with the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines was done unto the Germans to show them you don't have the option to negotiate a peace deal with Russians, to drop the sanctions, to end the arms supplies to Ukraine in an effort to try and get gas flows through the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines again at a time when you really need it. You don't have that option because we blew up your fucking pipelines. It's history. It's history. It's quite, you know, everything under the sun. That's why I was so happy when Jose Vega decided to confront the one, the only, Ann Applebaum, board member of the National Endowment for Democracy, who happens to be married to Radek Sikorski, member of the European Parliament from Poland, who tweeted this out the day that the Nord Stream pipeline explosions took place. He tweeted out this infamous photo, said, thank you, USA, thanking the United States of America for blowing up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. And, after the tweet went extremely viral, he deleted it. So I was happy to see our friend Jose Vega, who was on the show just two nights ago, go up to Ann Applebaum, his wife, who is a part of this orchestra of warmongers, pigs, ghouls, Satanists, depopulation globalists who are carrying out all of these imperial ambitions of the West. And he asked her the question, what the fuck was that? What are you doing? Why did you blow it up? Okay, let's see it. So he confronted Ann Applebaum with one of his friends, who's a board member of the National Endowment Democracy and rabid pro-Ukrainian nutjob, on the issue of Cy Hirsch, Nord Stream pipeline, and her husband thanking the United States after the pipeline was blown up. Let's see what happens.
I just have a couple of questions. One, Seymour Hirsch has published this expose that the United States was responsible for the destruction of the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. And yet he's an incredibly decorated journalist. He's been involved in exposing the My Lai massacre in the 1960s. He exposed the fact that the CIA was actually spying on our own citizens. And he exposed what was going on in Abu Ghraib in 2002. Now, you're talking all of this stuff about Ukraine, yet you're not mentioning that we had planned this attack on the pipelines in advance, much before the invasion. And this is an act of terrorism against Germany and against Russia. We're violating the sovereignty of one nation, and yet here we are talking about, you know, the Russians are the bad guys. And what about the sanctions that we put on Syria? You know, there was this horrific earthquake that hit Syria, that hit Turkey, and because of the sanctions, the Caesar sanctions which we put there, the required aid is not going to them because of our government sanctions and because we're occupying the northwest of that nation right now. So how is it that you can lie to all of us and say we're the beacon, we're standing for democracy against this aggressor Russia, when we're just as bad? We're terrorizing people all across the world, and we've destroyed a major piece of infrastructure.
I'm running the show, not you.
No, no, no. I want her to answer the question. Can you call for an international investigation into this Nord Stream sabotage?
You're a Putin propagandist.
Can you acknowledge the fact that we've been terrorizing nations across the world and we're not, we do not stand for democracy anymore? I want her to answer that.
You want
no. I want an answer from Ms. Applebaum. And also, I would like one more thing.
No.
Can you talk about why your husband, Mr. Sikorsky, why he put on Twitter, thank you, USA, after we bombed the Nord Stream pipelines? Why did your husband say that?
It was a joke.
It was a joke?
Oh, it was a joke. It was a joke. You guys, it was just a joke about one of the largest industrial terror attacks in all of human history. It was just a joke. It was just a joke. You guys, it was a joke. 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 Of course, it was just a joke. What was the joke? I'm curious, Miss Ann Applebaum. What was the joke? What was the joke? I asked, and a lot of people asked that question. Daniel Burke asked it. Jose Vega asked it. What was the joke? I still don't get it. I want you guys to go on Twitter right now, and I'm going to send the link to this tweet that I put up on the screen just now in the live chat. And I'm going to send the link to it in the chat right now. So here you go. Here's the link to that tweet. I want you to go download that pic and tweet at Ann Applebaum right now. What was the joke? Say at Ann Applebaum. At Ann Applebaum. Exactly like this tweet right here. Take that photo. Save it in your camera roll and say, at Ann Applebaum, what was the joke? Oh, you guys are great. You guys are great. Look at this. I want to know, at Ann Applebaum, what was the joke 6 seconds ago? Jack, what was the joke, at Ann Applebaum? 11 seconds ago, 17 seconds ago. What was the joke? Tweet at Ann Applebaum right now. What was the joke? We are going to blow up her mentions, just like her husband helped blow up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines, and just like she blew up the Nord Stream 1 and 2 pipelines. What was the joke? This member of the European Parliament doesn't see it as a joke. Let's take a listen.
This was a premeditated terrorist attack on European critical infrastructure. It was also environmental terrorism. Does the EU care? Do you need to know who did it, or do you want to know? Hirsch says the US did it. Did you ask him? Did you ask him, did they do it? Or do you ask them questions anymore? Have we become so subservient? Has the EU become so subservient to US empire? They just can't even ask them if they did it. Is it a fucking joke? This was a premeditated terrorist attack.
I agree. Premeditated terrorist attack. So, you know, I love this. I love this. I love this. I love this. And what I love even more is that former Congress member Denis Kucinich, who spoke at our Rage Against the War Machine rally just last week, he went out on Tucker Carlson Tonight. Shout out to Tucker Carlson for always getting the truth out there regarding Ukraine, of course. And he said, the United States Congress has an obligation to investigate this, and so should the International Criminal Court. Let's take a listen. Number one news show in America.
Well, you're right. It's an unprecedented act in American history. And the people of the United States have a right to know if their government blew up the pipeline. And if you look at the details in Seymour Hersh's investigative piece, there was a plan to destroy the pipeline before the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And incriminating statements were made by President Biden, Victoria Nuland, National Security Advisor Sullivan, prior to the pipeline being blown up. And when you think about it, Sullivan's key here because he helped organize it. Then he tried to blame Russia. And what it was really all about is knocking Russia out of the European natural gas market. And one thing I want you to think about, Tucker, this pipeline attack occurred off Bornholm Island, which is part of Denmark. Denmark signed the Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court. And Denmark has to investigate this incident,
yes,
or the ICC will. And the United States Congress has an obligation to investigate. And because if they don't, this is also something could go to the ICC, even if America doesn't recognize the ICC. So no one has heard the end of it.
Yeah, the ICC should investigate this. Will they? No. But should they? Yes. And never forget, the NSA spied on Tucker Carlson's private correspondence because he tells the truth about stuff like this. So, beautiful stuff there. Annalena Baerbock, Olaf Scholz, you are absolute snobs, embarrassing snobs. If I was a German, I'd be so embarrassed that you're representing my country. Not a peep. They're good little slaves of the United States. Not a peep from them. Can't even ask Ann Applebaum the question, simply, what was the joke? Thanks for watching that episode of The Dive. If you enjoyed what you saw, be sure to drop a like, subscribe, comment below, and be sure to share this video with your friends. Also, my YouTube channel has now been permanently demonetized by YouTube because of the truth that we tell here. For that reason, I'm asking you to join as a supporter on my Locals community, which you can find linked below in the description of this video or in the comment section. When you join as a donor on Locals, you get access to my weekly private live streams, all of my private content, and the opportunity to ask questions to the guests that I bring here on our show, such as Glenn Greenwald, Colonel Douglas McGregor, and Ron Paul. Thanks for watching. Thank you for your support. I'll see you back here next time.